Throughout historical warfare, the bow is commonly discussed. However, the sling was an important projectile weapon in antiquity, and we will discover the true power of the sling with radar testing today. This is a collaboration project with Archaic Arms, and I strongly recommend you to check out his channel for historical sling, as well as the channel of Arco Ballistics. A sling is a weapon typically used to throw projectiles such as natural stones found in the ground, clay, or lead bullets. The sling is inexpensive and easy to make. Historically, it has been used for hunting, warfare, herding animals, and recreational use. A classic sling is braided from non-elastic material, and the traditional materials are flax, hemp, wool, or rush. It is possible that the sling was invented during the Paleolithic Stone Age, but archaeological finds of slings themselves are rare. This is because slings are made of natural materials and they were lower status weapons, so rarely preserved for burial. Representations of slingers can be found on artifacts from all over the ancient world, including Assyrians, Egyptians, Romans, Norman artifacts, and the oldest representation of a slinger in art may be an Anatolian settlement from 7000 BC. The sling is mentioned as early as in the writings of Homer. The Greeks and the Romans also wrote about the usage of slings from the Greeks, Romans, Iberians, Lusitanians, Gauls, Persians, Arabs, Libyans, Phoenicians, for example, and Livy mentions the most famous of ancient skillful slingers were the people of the Balearic Islands, who worked as mercenaries. Strabo writes, "And their training in the use of the slings used to be such, from childhood up, that they would not so much to give bread to their children unless they first hit with the sling." Balearic slingers were among the specialist mercenaries used by Carthaginians and Romans. The late Roman writer Vegetius wrote that the sling caused more annoyance to the soldiers than the arrows of the enemy, and the greatest reason for instructing all troops with the sling, according to him, is that it's portable and it's especially useful in stony places where ammunition can be easily found. The sling is also mentioned in the Bible in the Book of Judges, and of course we know David versus Goliath. As a weapon, the sling has several advantages. The sling was light to carry and cheap to produce. Ammunition in the form of stones was readily available, or they can be cast in clay or lead. A proper sling bullet lobbed in high trajectory can reach ranges of an excess of 400 meters with modern proof. A bow and arrow could also reach these distances, although this is in the context of flight archery. And more analysis is planned on this channel to compare with the bow versus the sling in the context of warfare. Ancient poets wrote that the sling bullets could penetrate armor and that lead projectiles are heated by the passage through the air could melt in flight. According to the description of Procopius, the sling had an effective range further than the Hunnic bows. Now let's find out the true power of the sling using modern radar testing to find out the velocity in meters per second, and with the projectile weights, we can find out the joules of kinetic energy. Thank you very much, Archaic Arms, for this collaboration.
75 meters a second. 74 meters. 68 meters. 60 meters.
Iron Age style linen sling. Right. 60.5.
62. Oh, my me, that was fast. 61 meters. 63, 62, 55, 58, 56, 56.
Forty-nine, forty-one, forty-nine, fifty-one, forty-nine, fifty-one, forty-nine, fifty-one, 46 meters a second. Four meters, 42 meters a second, 41 meters a second, 38 meters a second, 103 grams. Rubbish. 26, 25 meters a second. 596 grams. Whopper. Arrgh! 25 meters a second. I might as well break my shoulder on the last one. 780 grams. Ah!
Well, thanks to Archaic Arms for the data and Arcoballistics for some of the footages. I do plan to compare this with the bow and arrow, and also comparing with javelins of antiquity, as well as other projectile weapons such as the atalado and throwing axes if people are interested. Thanks a lot. This is Jack from Historical Archery.